This also happened this weekend. An incredible video, you may have seen it. A toddler is dangling from a fourth-floor balcony in Paris, and a man makes a daring rescue. He scales the building and hoists a child to safety, while a crowd gathers below in the street and cheers him on. It's earned him the nickname Spider-Man. Mamoudou Gassama is his real name, and he's an immigrant from Mali. Paris's deputy mayor, Celia Blauel, praised Gassama earlier today.
This shows actually that we are all the same citizens of the world and that we can be valuable people wherever we come from. In this really troubled Europe, we have to start to find the ways to settle some rules to live together.
There's another layer to the story. Gassama, for the time being anyway, is without papers. But don't you know, just today, Gassama met with French President Emmanuel Macron and is being offered permanent residency, citizenship if he wants it, and a job as a firefighter. Writer and researcher Rimsara Alouane joins us from Toulouse. Rimsara, what was your reaction when you saw this story?
My reaction was, wow, it's 2018 and French politicians and some French discover that undocumented people are humans capable to do good.
Well, that's a fairly cynical reaction.
Cynical or maybe a bit too realistic. Obviously, this man was amazing. His bravery saved a life. And he rightly should be praised for it. But what bothered me is the way we are treating undocumented immigrants. They are humans only when they perform an act of bravery. And I will quote you the mayor, the left-wing mayor of the 18th arrondissement where the story happened. He said, I quote, "Il a fait la preuve de son utilité pour la France. He has proved his usefulness for France."
Wow, that's kind of extraordinary.
Yes, you undocumented person is now a human because you proved you were useful.
What was the response to the video on French social media?
Two kind of response. The vast majority people were amazed by his bravery. People even started a petition for him to get citizenship. So, you know, the first inclination of people in that case would be, okay, he needs to be part of our society, right? And you also have the reactions mostly from the far right saying it's fake news.
Really? They said that?
Yes. You know, these kind of people who said it's a performance so he can get attention. Oh, look, they're recording it. It's not a coincidence.
Why is this story about Mamoudou Gassama resonating so much in France and polarizing the country? Because it does bring up a lot about the relationship between France and immigrants.
Absolutely. You know, we are living at a time in France when you have the United Nations and our French Administrative Supreme Court, the Council of State, requiring public authorities to give water and food to undocumented people in Calais jungle. We have to be reminded that by courts and by the UN.
Now, the jungle is that well-known refugee camp in Calais on the English Channel.
Absolutely. We live at a time as well where we can detain kids in detention center. We live at a time when far-right group who rent helicopters go and harass and chase undocumented people who try to cross border in the Alps with barely nothing coming from the government to call that out. So I think that this story remind us that we French, who are called the country of human rights, should behave as such.
Do you think Mamoudou Gassama's bravery has changed the tone of the immigration debate in France at all?
I wish I could say yes, but I don't believe so. This story will be forgotten in a couple of days, and we will come back to this routine about how immigrants are coming massively in France. There is an influx of immigrants, and we need to stop that.
Well, I hope you're wrong about his heroism being forgotten because it was pretty epic.
I hope so. Oh, I hope I'm wrong. Trust me, Marco. I hope I'm wrong.
Rimsara Alouane, thank you very much. Good to speak.
Thank you very much for having me.